Shell V-Power Nitro Plus fuels every drive from Lake Erie to the Ohio River with a fuel like no other. Shell's premium gasoline provides engine protection even in extreme heat, like what you're experiencing today. That means more power when you need it and more performance with every drive. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. More power, more performance. Chances are you're not far from a Shell station. Download the Shell app to find it. Formulation unique to Shell. With continuous use of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus gasoline compared to lower octane minimum detergent gasoline. Actual effects and benefits may vary according to vehicle type, driving conditions, and driving style. See shell.us/more for more information.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
When you think of hiking, you probably picture scenic trails, breathtaking views, and the sense of accomplishment that comes with reaching the summit. But what happens when your hike takes a dark and unexpected turn deep into the heart of a place known as the Devil's Mountain? This isn't just a story of adventure, it's a chilling reminder of how close we can come to the edge, literally, when we venture into the unknown. Our storyteller, joined by Jake and 14 other hikers, set out to explore Mount Cristobal, a mountain infamous for absorbing negative energy from its holy counterpart, Mount Banahaw. Despite the mountain's sinister reputation and the warnings from locals, the group was determined. They began their journey full of excitement and laughter, never imagining the terror that lay ahead. But as daylight faded and they encountered two silent, eerie strangers offering to guide them, the mountain revealed its true dark nature. What followed was a brush with death, unexplained phenomena, and a mystery that remains unsolved. And that was the couple who guided them real, or were they echoes of a tragedy that happened years before? Was it sheer luck or something more that saved Raymart from a 250-foot fall? Tonight, we explore a story that will make you think twice about venturing into places where legends and reality blur into one. Dear Tony, this story happened during my fourth hike, and it still sends chills down my spine every time I think about it. For context, my first hiking experience was already pretty intense. I shared it before in a story called Voices in the Woods, but this one was something else entirely. It took place on Mount Cristobal, a mountain with a reputation that had us all a bit on edge from the start. I wasn't hiking alone this time. There were 16 of us, with me being the only girl in the group. Jake and I had hiked together before, but some of the other guys were new friends we'd met on previous trails. We decided to make it a group hike, choosing to climb during the day to avoid the rumored unexplainable happenings that Mount Cristobal is famous for. Locals call it the Devil's Mountain, and it's said to absorb negative energy from the neighboring Mount Banahaw, also known as the Holy Mountain. Mount Banahaw has always felt peaceful to me, a place where pilgrims gather and find calm, but Mount Cristobal, well, it has a completely different vibe. We all met at the jump-off point on a Tuesday morning in July 2004. It was almost noon by the time we checked our gear and essentials, so we hurried to get started. We said a prayer for guidance, then began our ascent at exactly 12 in or noon. The trail we chose was less traveled, so we had a guide to help us navigate. At first, everything was beautiful. The scenery was breathtaking. And for a while, I was able to forget about the ghost stories and focus on the adventure. But then, things started to go wrong. A couple of hours in, one of our hikers, Reggie, had an asthma attack. We had to stop and let him rest for an hour, using the time to take photos and enjoy the view. When Reggie finally felt well enough to continue, we pressed on, but the delays were adding up. We passed by a small cottage where a family lived, selling fresh coconut juice. The head of the family, an old man, chatted with us for a bit. When he realized I was the only girl, he half-jokingly suggested that the group leave me with his family, saying it would be safer for me. His concern made me nervous, but I wasn't about to miss out on the experience. I thanked him and assured him that I always carried my rosary for protection. The hike grew more difficult, and it was almost 4 p.m. when we reached the halfway point. Our guide told us he couldn't go any further, explaining that he always felt uneasy past that spot. It made me a little anxious, but I reassured myself that it was still daylight and we had a large group. We paid the guide, thanked him, and he gave us directions for the rest of the trail. But not long after he left, Reggie had another asthma attack. We were more focused on helping him than on the fact that the sun was starting to set. He refused to camp there and insisted on just 30 more minutes of rest before moving on. When we finally resumed our hike, we realized the guide had left out an important detail. There was a fork in the trail with a massive tree in the middle, and we had no idea which path to take. One trail went left, the other right, and there were no markings. We sat down and debated what to do, each of us getting more anxious as the minutes ticked by. That's when two hikers appeared out of nowhere, startling us. We hadn't noticed them before, maybe because we'd been so busy arguing. They asked if we were lost, and Mark, the most talkative of our group, admitted that we were. The couple said they had hiked Meset Cristobal many times and offered to guide us. Relieved, we agreed, thinking they had just saved us a lot of time and stress. They led us down the left trail. The couple walked ahead of us, hand in hand, and we couldn't help but notice how quiet they were. While the rest of us joked and talked loudly to keep our spirits up, the two of them hardly spoke. I figured they were just focused on the trail, or maybe had a different hiking style. It was almost 7 p.m. by then, and the sky had darkened. We all grew exhausted as the trail became more difficult, full of steep, muddy slopes. The rain started to fall, making the ground slippery, and the air turned cold. At one point, I was so hungry that I pulled out a jelly snack and offered it to the group. Everyone took one except the couple. They declined with a polite nod, but said nothing. The girl eventually broke her silence, saying, "Malapit na tayo. We're almost there." Her voice was calm, almost detached. Encouraged, we quickened our pace, eager to reach the campsite. The rain eased up, but then something happened that still makes my heart race, just thinking about it. All of our flashlights suddenly went out at the same time, every single one. We were plunged into complete darkness with no moonlight filtering through the dense trees. Ray Mart, the class clown of the group, was behind the couple and desperately trying to get his giant flashlight working again. We asked the couple if they had any spares, but they didn't answer. It was like they had vanished. As we struggled to stay calm, Ray Mart's flashlight finally flickered back on. He let out a triumphant shout, but then everything changed. He cursed and yelled, "Shit, ya, percent, himintu kayo, hinto, tekalang, is a percent. Stop, stop, wait." His voice was full of panic. I told him to watch his language, warning him not to curse so loudly in the woods. But when we shone the light on him, we saw why he was so terrified. G-Boy, the youngest member of our group, was clutching Raymart's backpack strap for dear life. Raymart was dangling over the edge of a ravine, his feet slipping on the muddy ground. If it hadn't been for G-Boy's quick reflexes, Raymart would have fallen 250 feet or more. We pulled him back to safety, all of us shaking with fear. Raymart was pale, trembling from the shock and the cold. He explained that he'd been trying to follow the couple when his flashlight turned on, only to realize he was inches from the cliff's edge. He had no idea how close he'd come to dying, and G-Boy had saved him just in time. Tony, the terror we felt in that moment was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. Raymart had come so close to falling into the abyss, and the realization hit all of us like a punch to the gut. We looked around, desperately trying to find the couple who had been guiding us. They were nowhere to be seen. We called out for them, but the only sound was the wind rustling through the trees and the occasional drip of water from the leaves. It was as if they had vanished into thin air. McCoy, one of the more level-headed guys in our group, tried to reassure us, suggesting that the couple might have taken another path, but deep down, we all knew something was wrong. If they had gone a different way, wouldn't they have checked to see if we were okay? Especially after hearing Raymart's panicked shouts. My scream when I saw him dangling over the cliff must have echoed for miles. Yet there was no sign of them, no acknowledgement. The whole situation felt surreal. We decided we couldn't stay in that spot any longer. We had to find the right trail and make it to the campsite. The sense of urgency was overwhelming, and we knew we had to move carefully. Every step was taken with the utmost caution, our flashlights now casting eerie shadows on the muddy path. It took us another hour, but we finally reached the campsite. The relief was immense, even though the fear still lingered in the back of our minds. A few of the guys managed to light a fire while the rest set up our tents. I made something quick to eat, though none of us had much of an appetite after what had just happened. We gathered around the fire, trying to process what we had experienced. The couple's sudden disappearance weighed heavily on all of us, and I couldn't shake the feeling that they weren't just ordinary hikers. Jake, seeing how worried I was, promised me that we would search for them in the morning. The next day, we woke up feeling a little more rested, but still uneasy. After a rushed cup of coffee, we started walking around the campsite, asking other hikers if they had seen the couple we described. That's when we ran into Mitch, a fellow hiker we'd met on Mount Banahaw. He was sipping coffee, and we were relieved to see a familiar face. Jake asked him if he had seen a couple matching our description. Mitch's reaction was immediate. He nearly choked on his coffee. He gestured for us to sit down, and what he told us made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Mitch explained that about 8 years ago, two couples went for a midnight hike on Mount Cristobal, despite the brewing storm and zero visibility. They got lost at the same fork in the trail, choosing the left path just like we had. Unfortunately, they never made it to the campsite. The storm made it impossible for search parties to find them, and their bodies were never recovered. Locals believe their spirits still roam the mountain, appearing to hikers who take the wrong path. Mitch said that the couple we saw may have been the lost lovers, forever guiding others in hopes of finding peace. Hearing this left us all in stunned silence. It was too much of a coincidence to ignore. The left trail, the way the couple had led us, Raymart's near-fatal fall. It all lined up too perfectly with the legend. The thought that we had followed ghostly guides who almost led us over the edge was terrifying. 3 days later, when we descended the mountain, we decided to revisit the spot where Raymart had nearly fallen. He didn't join us, too shaken by the memory, so he waited by the tree at the fork in the trail. The rest of us carefully made our way to the cliff's edge. The drop was steep, the vegetation thick and unforgiving. It was clear that anyone who fell wouldn't stand a chance. We lit candles and offered prayers for the lost lovers, hoping that our small act of respect might bring them some peace. So that experience changed us. Even now, the memory of that hike feels like a ghost story I'm still living. I've learned that some places hold on to their mysteries, and sometimes those mysteries reach out to remind you just how thin the veil between this world and the next can be. Thank you for reading my story, Tony. I'll never forget that night, and I'll always wonder if the lost lovers are still out there guiding hikers who lose their way. Sincerely, Camille. Camille's story is a haunting reminder of how legends and reality can sometimes blur into one, especially on a mountain known for its dark energy. Mesa Cristobal is more than just a challenging hike. It's a place where history, tragedy, and the supernatural seem to intertwine. Imagine setting out on what you think will be a day of adventure, only to find yourself guided by what might be the spirits of those who never made it back. The thought of following ghostly figures, unknowingly stepping closer to danger, is enough to make anyone shiver. Raymart's near-fatal encounter is chilling, and it's hard to dismiss the idea that the couple's sudden disappearance wasn't just a simple vanishing act. Mitch's story about the lost lovers brings everything into sharp focus. The parallels are too uncanny. The wrong path, the mysterious couple, and the near tragedy that almost claimed Raymart's life. It's as if the spirits of Mount Cristobal are still there, trying to connect with the living, searching for a way to make peace with their fate, or perhaps warning others of the mountain's dangers. But why would these spirits lead hikers astray? Is it a call for help, or an echo of the confusion and loss they felt when they became trapped on the mountain? What's clear is that Mount Cristobal is no ordinary place. The stories passed down by locals, the warnings they give, all point to something lingering, something that demands respect and caution. The fact that the group took the time to light candles and say prayers for the lost lovers is a gesture of compassion, a way of acknowledging the presence that nearly led them to disaster. Sometimes a place's energy is shaped by those who've come before, and it's up to us to tread carefully, both physically and spiritually. Thank you, Camille, for sharing your story. It serves as a powerful reminder of the mysteries that still exist in our world, and how even a simple hike can turn into an encounter with the unknown. For those of you listening, take heed. Sometimes the trails we walk hold more than just memories of the past. They may also hold the spirits of those who never found their way home. Stay safe, stay aware, and as always, keep your eyes open. You never know who or what might be watching.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino. America's
Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today